The University of Alaska Fairbanks is under fire for its response to a campus rape case. A UAF student accuses the university of failing to adequately support and protect her. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the criticism follows efforts by the university to improve its sexual assault response process.
19-year-old University of Alaska Fairbanks sophomore Jessie Wadham says she was raped at the Bartlett Hall dormitory on the first weekend of the semester after accepting a drink from a male student.
I'm assuming that after I no longer remember what happened, I kept getting plied with alcohol.
Wadham says her twin sister, also a UAF student, found her early the next morning, naked and unconscious, in the male student's room. She says she filed a police report, was treated at the hospital, and tried to go to classes, but things fell apart. The district attorney declined to press charges, and UAF allowed the student she says raped her back into Bartlett Hall.
When they made that decision, my anger shifted from, you know, my rapist to the university.
It feels like what's written into the process is a lack of humanity and compassion.
Jessie Wadham's mom and University of Alaska Associate Director of Public Relations Kate Wadham says she was there as the university system came under federal scrutiny in recent years for failing to properly adjudicate sexual assault cases.
I've been through a lot of the stuff that went on last year with the Title IX investigation. I was part of helping to organize that and be a part of that. And then to have this happen to my daughter was really, really difficult.
Kate Wadham says she's taking leave to help her daughter through what's turned out to be a less than proactive response from the university.
I was assured that there was a care team that was going to be emerging, and I was hoping that that care team would have a lead on it. None of those things happened. I became Jessie's advocate, and I became Jessie's care team.
Kate Wadham says she's tracking what's wrong with the system, but does not blame any single administrator for the failings. Requests for comment on the case were directed to UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes. Grimes says she can't talk about specifics, but defends a flexible system of victim support services, including housing and class schedule changes.
If someone feels like the services that the university has offered are not working well for them, they absolutely can ask for changes.
Grimes adds that it's understandable for a complainant to feel justice is not being served.
To want a respondent to be punished immediately. However, fairness does require that the university evaluate the complete evidence and all the circumstances.
Grimes stresses that Wadham's case remains under investigation, notes that the university has a lower burden of proof to find someone guilty, and can levy sanctions that include suspension and expulsion. In the meantime, Jessie Wadham is clear about what she wants.
Him off UAF campus so that I can take a semester off and come back to school next summer and feel safe at UAF.
Jessie Wadham's case has drawn support on campus and beyond since she went public with her story on Facebook.
I have people from all over, not just Alaska, but like women in Brazil and Argentina have messaged me too, saying, you know, I wish I had reported my rape, and so I'm doing it for them now, too.
The university does not have an expected completion date for an investigative report on the rape case. UAF Chancellor Dana Thomas is hosting a student forum on Title IX and other issues at the Moore Bartlett Scarlin Dorm Complex Sunday, October 30th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.